on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Evening all, Martin Bell Show. Got Johnny Sperling in the house today. Oh, we got some fun coming up. Bell and Sperling are in today. We're going to be talking about the Grammys and a bit of a fight between Robbie Williams and Jimmy Page. Going to be discussing your energy bills as well, what you can do to save a bit of money. We'll have a little talk about the football. Arsenal, West Ham, Chelsea, Spurs. Here we go.
Some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
You might like to hear my organ. I sit right solid right now. Cynthia, Jerry, what? If I could
watch out. Here it comes. You're going to love this bit. Watch it kick in. Just gets you going, doesn't it? Just makes you feel happy, even if you're feeling bad about your bills, the cost of living going through the roof. That track gets you going. Right. Something different. You might remember us, Bell and Sperling. Do you remember us? Sven, Golden Balls. My partner Johnny Sperling is in here tonight, and we're going to do a bit of a slightly different show for you. We're not going to concentrate so much on sport. We're going to concentrate on a few funny old stories, dig a few stories out of the paper. We'll talk a bit of music. We're going to talk about the Grammys, and then we will go back to talking a little bit about Tottenham and West Ham and Arsenal. Sorry about that, Arsenal. And Chelsea. Chelsea has spent about $700 million this week and still can't score a goal. So we'll come to that at the end. But I just want to introduce the one that is the wonderful Mr. Johnny Sperling.
Yes.
How are you, John?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you very much. You sounded a bit American when you was doing it.
Did I really?
When you beginning, but yeah.
Well, I not Essex.
Well, you should go on.
Yeah.
Give it a bit of go on.
Oh, now I'm with you, I'm back into Essex mode.
Yeah, you're going a little bit transatlantic there.
All right, okay. I'm glad you stuck the
Atlantic. Is it all gone out there? You're gone.
I'm glad you stuck the Atlantic on the end of the trans.
Oh, yes. That was lucky. Yeah, we don't talk about it.
Do you know what? I just wanted to let everybody know that the pair of us have, you know, we had radio shows over the years. We started really working on Talk Sport with Hawksby and Jacobs.
Talk Sport, that's how we got the Sven.
That's how we wrote Sven.
Sven. Andy Jacobs.
And then
the lovely Andy Jacobs.
The lovely Andy Jacobs. And then we ended up at Capital Gold on a Saturday morning.
Yes. Do you remember, we were going to have our own show.
Yeah.
We were all lined up to do our own show on Capital Gold. And then, unfortunately, 9/11 happened.
Yes.
And then after that, it was never spoke of again.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were doing the sports show. We was doing sort of with Jonathan Pearce and Billy Bonds.
Jonathan Pearce.
On a Saturday morning.
Who is on the record. He's a big part of Sven.
Big part of the
Isn't
same
he?
Song. Yeah, with all the commentary.
The Munich mix, that is.
And so we did, you know, we did quite a bit of that, and then we still did a little bit more Talk Sport, and then the last few years, or prior to the pandemic, we were working at Love Sport Radio, which was
Love
a spin-off
Sport
of Talk Sport.
Yeah, which was great for you, but unfortunately, I know nothing about sport apart from football. And when we started, I can remember those days, Belv, sitting there and having the cricket experts in.
Yeah.
There was nothing more boring for me than those cricket experts.
No.
And then we had the guests on on the phone, just talking about cricket and rugby. My absolute, I mean, just horrible.
Yeah. Do you know what one of the mad, because we had to cover all forms of sport. It was a national radio show. It DAB radio show. And we had to cover so many elements of sport that one day the producer got us to cover pigeon racing. Do you
pigeon
remember
racing,
that?
Yeah.
And there was a guy that said, oh, we've got this pigeon, he's worth £1 million. And
that's right.
And we had him on the phone, and I said,
yeah.
Because not knowing anything about pigeon racing.
No.
I said...
No, who does?
I said, what is there? Is there different handicaps? I mean, do you fly them over fences?
Mm.
Or something? He said,
that's right.
Don't be stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, you started it. Racing pigeons.
He got the ump, didn't he?
He got the ump, yeah.
Yes, he did.
There was a friend of mine who lives in Wolverhampton. He was listening to the show at the time.
Yeah.
And he sent me a text while we were live, and he said, fly him over the fences. I mean, when you think about it, it's quite funny, isn't it?
It is.
Listen, John, I wanted to start the show. We was going to, obviously, we have a massive music background. That's what our, where we come from, if you like. But, I want to talk about the Grammys. I know you followed it quite...
And entertainment and comedy.
Entertainment, yeah. I know you
Big
followed it quite intensely. Beyonce, obviously winning about 75 Grammys now.
Be honest with you. Never really been the biggest.
Me either.
You know,
I'm surprised
you said
that. I thought you liked her.
I appreciate she's got a great voice. And she has.
Mm.
And I thought... And I'll never forget the first time that I heard Destiny's Child. Bills, I think it was. I thought, what an innovative record.
Mm.
What an innovative record it was.
In fact, that would be very apt at the moment. Bills.
Bills, yeah. Maybe we'll play it next week. But apart from the one that we're going to play today, we are going to play a Beyonce track.
Yeah.
Crazy in Love, which is a great song.
A brilliant song, yeah.
Brilliant song. Mm. After that...
Isn't it funny, right?
I know it's brilliant. Don't
everybody
get me wrong.
Raves about her.
But
being a singer, I think I've always liked certain voices. You know, I loved George Michael's voice.
Yeah.
I loved Whitney Houston's voice.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye's voice. Mm-hmm. You know, Donny Hathaway. That certain tones of voices.
Great voice, yeah.
I've never liked her tone of her voice.
Oh, really? You're not a big fan of Aretha Franklin.
I'm not.
Controversial.
No, because I love Gladys Knight. I think that Gladys Knight sings...
Oh, she had a great voice. Gladys.
..sings the song. She doesn't elaborate. For me, I'm going to tell you something. Mm. Anyone who sort of knows a little bit about music, we have a thing we're singing called vibrato, where you...
Yeah, vibrato.
Sort of, you know, that's...
And the
of,
acrobats.
The wobbly bit at the end of the note.
Yeah.
Beyonce sounds like Larry the Lamb when she's doing vibrato. It's all a bit quick.
Well, I tell you more, sounds like Larry the Lamb is...
Go on.
What was his name? Michael Stipe from... Me in the corner, let me in the spotlight, in my... A great voice, though.
Very.
I know what you mean.
Well, do Crazy in Love with as Larry the Lamb.
do you think so? I think she's got a great voice. I'm not knocking the voice.
Mm.
Whereas I'm a big fan of the voice, but
I'm not.
Know, it's just, you know, I don't know. It doesn't move me.
Hang on a second. Is she a writer?
Do you know what?
It's a good question.
Weird. It's a good question. Do you know what? I don't think she really... there's writing and there's writing. There's these people that sit... It's like Louise Redknapp. Bless her heart.
Right.
Don't mind Louise Redknapp.
Yeah.
She's a nice girl. She's a nice girl.
Yeah, she's not a writer.
But, you know, when she talks about writing songs, what she means is she sits in the studio and goes... What about this line?
Mm.
And everyone else is doing, you know, the real writer is sitting there working all the chords out, doing the melodies, and she's sitting there with a pad.
Yeah.
And they call that writing.
Well, she's not. Nobody uses a pad anymore.
Well, you know what I mean.
A phone,
whatever, just writing lines out.
Yeah. Typing.
Does well last with swell and all that?
Yeah.
to me, that's not songwriting.
No. In saying that, what female songwriters that are artists? Well, the Gaga.
Well, she's a major talent.
The Gaga. In fact, let's play a Gaga track. Not now, but I'm going to dig a Gaga track up. One song that absolutely blows me away from the film, which I'll never fall in love again. That track.
I love that song.
I just honestly gets a cry. I cry.
Oh dear. I've never seen you cry.
Yeah, I cry.
Oh, you do cry.
Yeah. Let's play Beyonce. What do you think?
Yeah, go on.
I don't think we're going to get a lot of.
Well, she won at the Grammys, didn't she? So
she won at the Grammys. I mean, we're going to talk about the sort of some of the ups and downs of some of the outfits that we saw. But let's have a little bit of Beyonce.
So deep in your eyes, I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand just how your love can do it, no one else can. When I talk to my friends so quietly,
who he think he is?
Look at what you did to me. Titty shoes, don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. The way that you know what I thought I knew, it's the beat that my heart gets when I'm with you. But I still don't understand just how you look and do it, no one else can.
Come and look at some crazy right now, your love.
Y'all know when the flow is loco. Young B and the R.O.C. Uh-oh, OG, big homie, the one and only. Stick bony, but the pockets is fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing, though. I sling, though, if anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a Greensboro wreck. Crazy, bring your whole set. Jay-Z in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure him out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been real, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over to platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Got me looking so crazy, my baby. I'm not myself lately, I'm foolish. I don't do this, I've been playing myself. Baby, I don't care, but your love's got the best of me. And baby, you're making a fool of me. You got me strong and I don't care who sees. Cause baby, you got me, you got me, you got me
so crazy, baby.
Can't knock that track. Absolute wonderful track. Even the rap with that, I'm sort of happy with that.
What do you mean, even?
Well, I don't like rap.
Well, it depends what rap you're talking about.
Well, I like that.
I don't like all the, I don't like the nasty stuff.
No, the drill music.
Yeah, but I love things like Rapper's Delight or Don't Gun Me, Cause I'm close to the edge.
Yeah.
It's a great rap.
Yeah, well, it's 700.
But I like that rap.
It was 700 years ago, and we're still listening to the same stuff, aren't we? It's not really. I don't think it's progressed, if I'm honest.
Well, it's progressed into something we don't like. That's the problem.
That's true. Yeah, it's not
bad. Do you know what I mean? It has progressed.
Yeah. I was we were just talking about there was a couple of reports, media reports that someone said an unknown blues singer has won a Grammy. Everyone's shocked by the unknown blues singer. This was some young people, Brian.
Was it?
That Bonnie Raitt, 72 years of age,
yeah,
won a Grammy. And people were going, what? You don't know who Bonnie Raitt is, you know?
Well, they're not going to know who Bonnie Raitt is.
I know, but what, a fancier journalist putting an unknown...
Wasn't the biggest artist over here, to be fair. She's more of an American, wasn't she?
Agreed, but what a... Mm. You know, at the age of, I think it's 72 or 73, she's won a Grammy.
I think it's about a
ninth Grammy.
Is it a new track?
I don't know. I know who Bonnie Raitt is.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if it must be. It's got to be new, isn't it?
Maybe it is. But look, she's won a Grammy. Of course it is. And she's won a Grammy for it. And it just makes me laugh that these, you know, these young journalists go, an unknown. Instead of doing their homework, an unknown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what you mean is a young journalist has written it.
A young journalist has written that an unknown blues singer has shocked everyone and won. Oh, but sorry. By the way, the best song of the year.
Yeah, best song of the year. That's right. Yeah. It is.
So I wanted to talk about a couple of the other people, John, at the Grammys.
Yes. Yes.
Obviously, Adele,
yeah.
One again.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. I just can't make it out.
See now, look.
Do you think it's put on?
No, it's not put on. But for me, look, everyone is ridiculing Harry Styles for what he wears.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's,
let's be honest. He does look like my nan.
Yeah.
And she's been dead 12 years.
Exactly.
So
yeah, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look, if I'm honest. But at the same time, I like him being a pop star.
No, I agree. They're not enough. As we were saying, Ed Sheeran does look like your next-door neighbour.
Well, he don't even look like my next-door neighbour. He looks like he should be living in a shed.
Yeah.
On an allotment or something.
Not a lover of all those tattoos, boy.
You don't like the tattoos?
No, I'm not a fan. No. Not all over you.
Not Robbie Williams?
Yeah, well, less said about him, the better.
You don't like Robbie, do you?
No, I'm not a lover.
No.
No.
He came to our gig once, didn't
I know he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
he really liked us.
Did really like us.
He came specifically to see us.
To see us, yeah.
Which is nice of him, really.
Well, it was.
Not seen him since he picked up the 80 million, but there you go. That was 2001 when he came to see us. Do you know what? I like stars being pop stars. I don't want Ed Sheeran to turn up with his little guitar and his shabby hair and his jeans for about $9.99.
Great voice, though.
He's great, but I want him to look like a pop star. Yeah. I want him to act like... No, do you know what I mean? Not actually look like a pop act like a pop star. Mm. I liked it when Prince done an interview and the journalist was not allowed to look at him.
Yeah, no, brilliant, yeah. I remember that, yeah. And then all that keeping his face covered up.
Yeah, he told the journalist to stare at the wall.
And the artist formerly known as Prince, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant PR, wasn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. And do you know what? Yeah. It's really funny that there was this interview with George Michael when he said, look, you know, we were the five biggest selling artists, I think, in the late
Prince,
80s.
Madonna, Michael Jackson.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
And George.
George.
And George said they all had images. Jackson obviously was as nutty as a fruitcake and was living in an oxygen chamber.
Yeah, but that wasn't true, though. But it was a good PR.
But it's a great...
It was.
It's what we want. We want pop stars to be out of touch. Prince
Having a monkey as a pet.
Having a monkey, exactly. Right, and you got Prince, who's completely bonkers.
Yeah.
Whitney was larger than life, in a way.
She was a tragedy.
She was glamorous at that time.
She actually wasn't... She probably had the best voice of them all.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But she had the shortest lived in career-wise because I remember watching a concert of Whitney Houston back in 88, I think it was, 89. And I remember it was live on Sky.
Mm.
And Sky was very young then. It was an exclusive. And her voice had gone then.
Really?
Yeah, live. It was gone. I mean, obviously it came back but what I'm saying is she was obviously troubled.
Yeah. I went to see her live. Sounds you love. I went. I was halfway to Wembley Arena, and it got cancelled.
Oh, really?
And you had to, in those days we didn't have phones. I think this was mid-80s, and it got cancelled. She was not well, and so you heard it on the radio. I was like,
well a lot, you know.
Exactly. So, and then we went back, and she played. It was always a strange gig. If you played Wembley Arena, you played in the middle.
I saw Stevie Wonder do that. It wasn't good.
No.
As in, you didn't feel like it was...
You know the only person who could do it?
Go on.
Was Prince.
Yeah, well...
Because it was a show.
Yeah.
It wasn't just him. The whole band
in the
running
middle.
Around.
Yeah, do you remember?
Yeah. I think the Love Sexy Tour was in the middle.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But do you know what? He's about the only person, Harry Styles, who's trying to sort of make
I think he's excellent, Harry Styles. I really do. I think he's, part of what he wears maybe is a bit suspect. But apart from that... I don't know, I think he's a great pop star.
Yeah.
And I think his stuff is brilliant.
Just going back to those five, we'll play a Harry Styles track in a minute, which I think is an absolute...
Well, he won for As It Was, so...
Yeah, which is a great song, I really do think. Out of those five, just go through them individually. For me, George, vocally...
For you, George.
...was
for
the
me,
most beautiful
George.
Vocal.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Madonna, probably the most marketable girl with the
not
least...
the best voice.
We're probably the least voice out of the five of them.
The least voice out of the five of them, but image-wise was incredible at the time.
Mm.
Not so much now.
Have you seen her today?
I've seen her.
What do you think?
I can't really comment. It's not for me, that look.
What, the plasticine look?
No.
No.
No, it's not for me.
The putty look.
And she's been posting some very weird TikTok stuff. Have you seen it?
I haven't, no.
It's really weird.
Is it? Why? What's she
doing?
It's
weird. I can't explain it. It's really just... They reckon she's, maybe going a bit loopy because she's...
But wait a minute, isn't this what we want? We're just saying that we want our pop stars doing this.
No, son.
What is she now? She's 84 or something? What is she?
She's 62, I believe.
Is she really?
And she's acting like she's 2.
Funny. First ever nightclub I walked into, ever. Mm. I was 15.
Yeah.
15.
Where was it?
It was called Oscars.
Oh, I remember Oscars.
At Newbury Park.
Yeah,
the Green Gate.
Of course.
Now McDonald's.
I've played there many times.
Yeah. Well, I've been in there as McDonald's, to be fair.
many times.
I was 15 and the bouncers just seemed the biggest people on earth.
Yes, they did.
And I thought, how am I going to get in? And I got into Oscars.
Yeah.
And I went in there and the first song, my first ever, opened the door and Holiday was playing.
It? Oh, was it really?
Yeah. So that's why I think of Madonna. I've never been a Madonna fan.
Mine was, I'll tell you what, mine was Bananas. On a Sunday.
What, Dean Street?
Yeah, we used to go up there. Oh, 15 I was.
Yeah, me too. I've been in that, yeah.
And first song I heard when I walked in there was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
No.
Yeah, and it sounded great in the club.
I went to Bananas. I was about 16, and we went there on a coach from the King William in Chigwell.
Yeah.
And I thought, no, same again, I'm not going to get in. It was over 21s. It was £10 to get in.
Yeah.
And 2p a drink.
2p a drink.
Because the £10 was so extortionate to get in a nightclub.
Yeah, in those days, it'd be about 50 quid now, wouldn't it?
Well, you'd spend £10 for the whole night going out and getting drunk. So why would you spend £10 to get in?
Drinks weren't that expensive in those days, were they?
Strangely enough, I remember...
not as expensive as they are now.
Same sort of thing. I remember coming home to my dad and saying to my dad, I'd been to Epping Forest Country Club for the first time. And he said, oh, yeah, you've been up that Walston Manor. Yeah, Bobby Moore and Sean Connery used to own that, you know. And I was like, yeah, I know, Dad. He went, go on, how much a pint? I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
I said, it was 62p. And he went, what? What? 62p?
No.
And so I think everywhere else was probably like 30p.
Yeah.
62p a pint. Yeah.
62p a pint.
It's mad, isn't it?
Well, play a record.
Should we play Harry Styles?
Don't say record anymore, do they?
Not record, no.
Play a track.
Yeah.
Play a track.
Let's play a track.
Not a record. I like record.
Let's have a bit of Harry.
Holding me back. Gravity's holding me back. When everything gets in the way, seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who'll stay. In this world, it's just us. You know it's not the same.
Looks like a pop star, doesn't he? That's the way I think.
Yeah.
He dresses like my Auntie Edie. Do you remember my Auntie Edie?
I do remember your Auntie Edie.
He wears like, you know, like Auntie Edie's in and Auntie Rainey's and Dolly's in the 70s. They'd have like really big collars, satin sort of shirts, big collars and sort of and pearls.
They all, if you look at pictures of your old aunties and those 70s pictures that we've got.
Mm.
They look so much older than they were, don't they?
Yeah, oh, without that.
Like your nan, for example. Yeah. If I look at pictures of my nan and go, oh, look, there's my nan. She didn't, oh, bless her up. She's only 35.
Yeah, she was in Oscars in Nobby Park.
There are pictures of my, I've seen my nan when she's like in her late 30s.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wow.
Yeah.
She looks like an old lady.
Mm. A lot of remix to Gracie Fields, she was doing.
Gracie Fields, there's one for the teenagers.
Listen, we touched on the Grammys and stuff, and there's been a few little videos of Robbie Williams flying around again, and he's a strange one, Robbie, isn't he? I know you're not particularly...
Not a fan at all,
a lover of him.
No. I appreciate what he did, though.
It's strange, I was at the UNICEF...
With Zilch Talent.
He was a great entertainer, though, John. I think he's lost his way.
I suppose so.
Because I was going to say, I was at the UNICEF
football... Gary Barlow was the real deal.
He was. I was at the UNICEF football match, which is like the celebrity match. And,
yes.
And I was waiting for it. He sort of came out in the middle and he sung Angels.
Yeah.
But I thought... They took about half hour to build this stage for him in the middle of the pitch while the teams were having a break.
Yeah.
And he's at the side of the pitch, and he sings Angels anyway. They play it in the stadium, and I thought, and so everyone was singing along. I thought, that's quite good. He's standing at the side of the pitch. So now we're going to go on for the TV cameras, and he goes on into the middle, and I thought, he's got to do Let Me Entertain You. Place to go mad.
Yeah.
He does Angels again, right, which we've just
Place
sung.
Goes mad?
No, because we've just sung it. We've just done it, but he'd done this for the TV cameras, and then suddenly, that's the end of it. Only done one song, they packed the stage away, another half hour, packing the stage away, and he walked off, and it was like... I said to a few people afterwards, you know, the sort of the boys who were playing in the matches, I said, what do you do that for?
Hmm.
They said, he does what he wants.
Right.
The producers and people like that, he runs the show.
Yeah.
He tells
them. I'm sure he does.
Yeah. He runs it. So the story is at the moment, I don't really know this story, but he wants to build, he wants to dig down under his house.
Does he? This is in LA, is he?
No, this is in London.
In London?
Yeah.
I thought
he
was in America.
He's got a big house in America, but I think he sold the big one.
Well, he's got 80 million, so he can do what he likes.
Well, I think the big one in LA, I think it was up for something like $30 million.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yeah. So he's got this huge house in London, and a lot of people in London, they wanted to dig down a couple of floors. They want to put a basement
in. He wants to put
a swimming pool and stuff in. Now, a lot of people started complaining about it because the foundations start rocking and your house starts cracking if you live nearby. Mm. And I know quite
a few. Is it really?
Oh, God, this happened so much in Chelsea and Kensington. Yeah, there was a few houses caved in because...
No.
Yeah, yeah. Really? Well, you know,
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you do property, didn't you?
Well, like, no, but I built a house with a basement, didn't I?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, but
I didn't have any houses near me. Right?
Big, huge house it was.
But this,
ridiculous.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But this one, these are all near houses, right? Now, he happens to be next door to Jimmy Page.
Oh, Jimmy.
Right?
Yeah. Well, all he's got to do is play a couple of notes on his guitar and he'll break down a few houses.
Couple of Walter came in.
Walter came in.
But Jimmy's not having none of it. Robbie's put in planning permission to dig this basement. So Jimmy's not having none of it.
No.
He's blocked it, and they're at loggerheads. Lawyers. Now, I'm just thinking, who wins a fight out of these two?
Well, I was just going to say, who wins a fight? I think probably now. I mean, Jimmy in his day would batter him.
With a guitar?
With a guitar, yeah. And just by playing the guitar.
Didn't Ronnie Wood? No. Keith Richards hit a fella with a guitar, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, a fan jumped on the stage.
I'll tell you something. I was in a group called The Canals.
Oh, yes, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
The Canals, back in 1984. Yeah. My first covers band.
Yes.
And I was 17, and the guitarist, Andy, it was a rough pub. It was the Elm Park Hotel.
Yeah.
Ever heard of that?
No.
It was rough.
Yeah.
And some geezer come to the stage, and Andy whacked him with his guitar around the head.
Did he?
Soon stopped him, yeah.
There was
a fight in there every week.
What have I said to you over the years? How many people try to grab our microphone while we're singing?
Oh, they do.
You're a bit too nice to them. You let them take it. I won't let anyone take my microphone.
No, you're good now, yeah.
Because they scream and they're terrible. Oh, and everyone thinks they can be a singer until they grab a microphone.
I always say it's the only business, you know, singing, music, where people can have an opinion. You know, if you're a plasterer and you go and plaster somebody's house, if you do a good job, it's a good job.
Yeah.
No, it's well done, mate. It's lovely. There's no opinion.
Yeah.
But with us...
Yeah.
With songwriting, with singing, with... It's all an opinion.
It is, yeah.
It's weird, isn't it, really? Yeah. Well, even if you're good, someone will say you're bad.
Well, a boxer keeps having to knock people out, and that's how he gets on.
That's how he gets
Tennis
on.
Player has to just keep
just
beating
Just win, yes.
Golfers just have to keep putting the ball in the hole.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, it's the same with football, though. It's an opinion as to who...
No, football's not an opinion.
Well, it is.
It's not. Well, you've got to win the game.
Win the game as a team.
Win the game as a team.
But
the
striker might go, manager don't fancy me. He likes him. He likes a big, strong...
Oh, within it, yes. Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's got a little bit to it.
Anyway, who wins the fight?
Who wins the fight? Robbie Williams, obviously, younger, stronger, tattoos.
he's going to win now. Well, Jimmy Page is about 96.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so Robbie wins that. Let me throw. Let me pick a celeb and we'll have celebrity punch-ups, right?
Celebrity punch-ups. It's a good one. We'll do this every week.
Right. Here's a great one. Who would have won a fight out of Michael Jackson and Prince?
Well, you know.
Go on.
You know Prince is going to beat Michael Jackson. Anyone's going to beat Michael Jackson.
Well, no, I'm not so sure. Yeah, he spins round a few times. Right, he spins around a few times and throws that knee up in the air.
Throws the knee up.
Right.
Do you remember
that
video?
By the time he's thrown the knee up, Prince has done the splits, right? He's gone straight over the top of him.
He always did the James Brown splits.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It was good. Well, the box splits is where you do it at the side. Your legs go out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't do that. I tried that once.
No, I definitely can't do it.
Ended up in King George's. Yeah. Okay, give me another celebrity punch-up.
What about Vanessa Feltz and Alison Hammond? There's one for you. Now, there's two quite heavyweights. Actually, no, Vanessa Feltz is...
No, she's...
She's slim right now.
It's very sad at the moment. I think she split up with her fella. She's very, very upset.
Doing naughties with her.
But she's
all right, though. She's
I think.
About it.
Look, Alison Hammond's a lot younger. I think that it's going to be a good fight. She's not at a fighting weight at the moment.
We've got some guests.
We've got some guests just arrived.
Blimey.
What about, by the way, Alison Hammond, all over the television at the moment.
Yeah, she is.
I mean,
well, she's all over everything.
I was actually saying the other day?
Yeah.
I think she is after Holly's job. What do you think?
After Holly's job, most definitely. I said, oh, yeah, I mean, Phil and Holly are on their, on their way out. And she said, I think she'll leave Dermot behind. He's a bit of a wet blanket, isn't he, Dermot?
Oh, he just sits on isn't the he? Fence, doesn't he?
Is he a bit of a wet blanket,
oh,
Dermot?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, she's on her way.
Yeah.
And she's going to knock a few people over.
I mean, a lot of people like her. Like, you know, she's very pleasant. She is
pleasant, but I think quietly, very, you know, knows what she wants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's... Yeah, listen, she's come out of Big Brother. Yeah. She's been around for a long while.
She has been around a bit. She's been around for a big while.
She has been around for quite a round a while.
I can talk because I'm also bald.
You're of a rotund stature.
I'm of a rotund stature. Yeah. So I can talk about other people that are of a rotund stature.
I do think, though, that she is gradually... Didn't you say that you thought that Phil... doesn't like her.
Definitely doesn't like her.
Really?
But then he doesn't like anybody, does he?
Does he not?
No. He doesn't. I mean, there was that awkward moment. It was a very funny moment, actually.
Yeah.
When he came out on This Morning.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was a very, you know, he was, you know, he starts crying.
Mm, I didn't see
and,
it.
Oh, you didn't see no. it? And Eamon and Ruth came on.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because they were presenting. This was just a special... 10-15
yes,
minute
sorry,
announcement.
He was the guest, wasn't he? Yeah.
It was a special 10-minute announcement.
Right.
You know, Phil's come out. And Eamon Holmes said to him, he said, well, he said, I did think something was a bit weird, Phil, because, you know, he spent, you know, when that time when you was in the hot tub with Holly, and he said nothing, you didn't give her a look.
No.
He always put his foot in it.
Mind you,
I like Eamon Holmes.
I don't think he gets on, do you think he gets on with Holly? I think there's something, I don't think it's been the same since the situation queuing up for the Queen's.
Yep.
The Queen's coffin. I don't think that they've not had the same affection.
No, it was whoever was advising them was not advising them.
Okay,
correctly.
Let's have a celebrity punch up then. Phil and Dermot. Oh no, I'll tell you what, Phil and Eamon then.
Phil and Eamon.
Well, Eamon's back's gone, isn't it?
Eamon's gone. Mm. He's spending more time, you know, with his ailments than he is at work now.
You know, Joe O'Meara, I was talking to.
Joe
Ramira last week, and she's helped him with her. She's just had 3 back operations.
Is she really, Joe?
Yeah, she's had 3. By the way, just so you know, Joe, I think it's sold out now, but she's doing a little pre warm up gig at the Pizza Express. I know it sounds like the Pizza Express is a strange place, but
no,
it's a jazz
place.
Club
great
in Soho.
Place.
She's doing that in February
and
the 19th.
Our friend Mark plays with her.
Yep, Mark James.
Mark James.
He's playing with her. But yeah, they're obviously making a comeback. S Club 7. We'll have a little talk about that.
Hang on a second. Alison Hammond and Vanessa. We said Alison. Alison wins that.
I think Phil.
Well, she's very aggressive, Vanessa.
Mm.
I mean, she probably, you know, with her tongue, she could.
Do you know what, though? I've listened to Vanessa's voice lately. She's now working on Talk, isn't
Talk,
she?
Talk TV.
And she doesn't sound... She sounds quite sweet now. It's quite high-pitched and sweet.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, well, she sits on the fence a lot, though.
Does she?
Mm. Yeah, I like her, though. She's a very clever woman.
That's another thing about presenters at the moment. If you sit on the fence long enough, you will have a long career.
Yeah.
If you don't go too far left or too far right...
No, you've got to... Yeah.
Just, you know, there's a lot of them out there.
There is.
You know, who won't say too much. And I'll tell you who's going to... Just started saying a few different things, whether you like her or not. It's Carol Vorderman.
She's been saying some weird things.
She's been saying quite a few bits and bits lately, and I think...
About the amount of men she's, apparently...
Well,
that's
I mean,
weird
she,
one, isn't
listen,
it?
She does look fantastic. She looks better than Madonna, doesn't she?
What's it like underneath, though, boy?
What do you mean?
Well, you know...
I'm underneath the plasticine.
You know, I mean, listen, Joan Collins looks fantastic, but hang on a minute, without the wig and the...
It's the same as you. Michael McDonald, only reason why I say it, because I want to play a Michael McDonald
track.
Oh,
yeah, any excuse.
Michael McDonald has a celebrity punch-up with... Give me
some. Are you talking about... Hang on a minute, let's talk about... Is it Michael McDonald from years ago?
Yeah.
Or the 78-year-old Michael McDonald.
Is he 78?
Well, he must be something like that.
Mm. I can't forget I don't love anymore. He has a fight with...
Go on.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, come on. We all know what would happen there. That's, we don't have to talk about that one, do we?
Oh, I couldn't help it.
Excuse me. You're going to play a great track. I'll introduce it. Michael McDonald singing I Keep Forgetting.
Just love his voice. You know who always wanted to sound like Michael McDonald, who sort of, that was his thing, and you can hear it in his voice how he was sort of influenced by him, is Rick Astley.
Well, he does sound like him, but I don't think, if you asked Rick,
yeah,
he was is that Mike? Not good.
Yeah, no,
it's all right.
Don't
talk, sorry, I'm just, well, just asking you, see how radio works for folks. I don't think Rick, he always says that he was influenced by Luther and all the black artists.
Yeah.
But then Michael McDonald must, in turn, been influenced by, not Luther, because he was at the same time.
Mm.
But he must have been influenced by black artists as well.
Yeah, because the whole soul feel of it, the way they sing. But I remember Rick saying to me,
yes,
night, and I'm sure,
yes,
he said to you,
yes,
as we're fortunate enough to be friends with him, but
yeah,
him sort of saying that there were certain elements of Michael McDonald's voice. I think it's that roundedness of, you,
yeah,
know, that sort of,
yeah, great,
the Michael deep McDonald's, the deepness voice, in the voice, you know,
yeah, not
the
full, and how high he could go as well.
Incredible, yeah. Which Rick doesn't do that.
No, I think Rick was a product of basically listening. It was just, mind you, Rick was before the karaoke thing.
Yeah.
Karaoke didn't come into the 90s, did it?
No. Good musician as well, though, Rick, by the way.
Yeah, yeah,
he was,
yeah,
a drummer.
He was a drummer. He was in a band.
Yeah.
He wasn't comfortable. Did you watch the Stock Aitken and Waterman documentary on
Channel 5? I haven't seen it.
Channel 5.
It's good, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Funny that we were, you know, we were involved in all that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was in my first band, Baba Koto.
Yeah.
We did Hitman and Her.
Yes, you did that show.
We did the Hitman and Her. And then I went on. I've had a lot to do with PWL. Because then Here I Go Again, which I released as a thing called Thrash. Do you remember?
Yes.
The dance version of Here I
Go Again. Was that through PWL?
That was on PWL.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm. Pete Waterman mixed it with.
Do you remember going in there and they used to have the racing car in the in the hallway?
Did you go in there then?
Yeah, quite a few times. I rehearsed in there. Yeah, but they had a Formula One racing car.
That's right.
In reception.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, great times and good luck to them. They all made a...
Do you know how much Pete Waltman's worth? He's worth $100 million.
Yeah.
Have a guess how much Mike Stock's worth.
Well, I thought he was worth less. I thought it was worth about $60
million. He wishes. Five.
No.
Now, I don't understand that. I don't get how Pete Waterman's worth. I know he should be worth more. But how is Mike Stock writing all those hits only worth $5 million?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because our old producer, Gary Stevenson, he worked with Mike Stock. And I thought he said that he's got some huge place and he's flying around the world.
Listen, we'd all like $5 million.
No, but not for that amount of hits, no.
But for that amount of hits.
Yeah.
I'm just checking to see if I'm right.
Check.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. So it was a story I wanted to bring up was the obviously the cost of living at the moment and the bills. And obviously Mike Stock can afford it with his $5 million and Pete can afford it with his $100 million. But obviously everyone's money's going up at the moment. You know, everything's flying out of your bank. Go on, tell me.
I'm going to interrupt you.
Go on then.
Mike Stock's net worth, net income, is estimated to be 1 million to 3.
No.
There we are.
It's not.
Look.
You're reading off of some idiot who's written that.
I'm not really an idiot.
He's got just the royalties alone on the mixing.
Net worth, two to 3 million.
Okay, right. Who wrote the songs?
Sockhagen and Waterman. Wow. I mean, yes, let's face it, we know that.
From our own royalties of writing two songs and having a couple of hits. You know what it can generate to write all those hits.
No, I don't know. Listen, I was shocked myself.
No, I'm not having it. Anyway, let's go about the bills. I just wanted to give you my situation.
Go on.
Right, the bills have gone through the roof.
The
electricity and the gas and stuff. Right. Okay.
Yes.
And just this is my little thing for anyone listening. Right. Okay. Mm. Everyone, I was in a hotel in Sandbanks a little while back. And the guy that owns it started. I didn't know he owned it. I thought it was just an old bloke at the bar. Started, and he owns all of the hotels in Sandbanks, right?
Yeah.
The Harbour Heights, the Haven, and the Sandbanks.
Oh yeah.
And a couple of other places. And it's when you look him up, they were fortunate. He said, "Do you know?" He said, "My electricity bill's gone through the roof." And I was standing at the bar. I thought, "Is he talking to me?" So I said, "Yeah." "It's going up, mate." And it's terrible. He went, "It's gone up $400,000."
$400,000?
And I said, "What? What do you mean it's gone up 400?" He said, "Well, like, you know, I own these hotels." I was, "Oh, sorry, mate.
I didn't realise, you know, and now
you're telling me you own that." He's a really nice guy, actually.
Yeah.
Got to him, $400,000. How can a business sustain a jump of $400,000, right? Anyway, I got my thing through from the energy company. I won't say it was, but they came through and said, basically, my direct debit was going up around about 60%. Okay?
60%.
And so you go on a chat now. You don't actually phone them up. You go on one of these bot chats, you know.
I said, sorry,
I can't afford that. Right? That's it.
You're right. You told them flat out. I can't afford it.
Let's say your direct debit for the gas and electric was 300, or was £250 a month, and they've suddenly put it to 400.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You've gone up 150 quid. And they and I went in there and said, "Well, I can't afford it." And they said, "Well, we can reduce it to 360.
Yeah.
Right? So they've come off 40 quid.
And 40 I said, quid now. No.
I said, "No.
No.
I can't afford that."
No.
And they said, "Well, what can you afford?" I said, "The 250 that was already paying."
Yeah.
Took about 4 minutes. Come back. They went, "Okay."
Trying it on.
Right? No, I mean, listen, in 300 years' time, maybe I'm going to owe quite a bit of money that I'm only paying 250 and yeah. I own 150 a month.
Yeah, but you're going to be 250, aren't you?
Why worry yourself sick?
Mm.
It's a bit like Bernard Manning used to say to us.
Yeah.
Let them worry about it.
Yeah. Bernard Manning. 93, my old mother. 93. Yep, I have to carry it down the stairs to make me breakfast. One of my favourites. That was
great, wasn't it?
And in fact, I live with my 90-year-old mother, and it's exactly what I have to do.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I carry her out of the bedroom, and she makes me breakfast.
You do, don't you? Johnny Sperling lives with Olive Sperling.
I do.
And, and Olive does everything.
90 this year.
Is she 90?
90 this year, my
90
mother.
This year?
90 this year, my mother.
Nothing wrong with her. Still drives a car.
She does.
Don't know where she's going. She just drives it. Drives me mad. No, she does. I mean, your mum's fit as a fiddle.
Yeah. You don't want to
hang on
go to a Welsh school.
By the way, just celebrity punch-ups, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your mum.
She's not a celebrity.
But she sort of is.
Go on.
She's been a lot of our radio shows.
Yes, yes.
Olive Sperling.
Yeah.
Fights.
Mm. Yeah. Better pick someone near her age.
I'm trying to think of one.
Many there.
What's Dear Deirdre, who goes on this morning?
I think my mum.
I think she would.
Yeah, she would. She's still strong, you know.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, she hit me with her stick the other day and didn't have hurt.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. She'll have a good go. Right, go on, tell me, John. You found something in the
Welsh
paper.
Welsh school is wrapped for letting pupils speak English. A Welsh-speaking school has been put into special measures for letting children speak too much English.
Well, that's just mad, isn't it? I mean, do you know any Welsh words?
No, of course not.
No.
Most Welsh don't know Welsh.
No, they don't.
It's just a point. Why don't they just get rid of it?
Do you know what?
There isn't a Scottish dialect, is there? Just Ochadadu.
No, I just can't understand.
Oh, there is, isn't there? Ochadadu.
No, it's not a language, is it? No.
Oh, isn't it?
Irish has got Gaelic.
Gaelic. There's right. Gaelic, isn't there?
Welsh have got that
whatever
language.
Whatever it is. What do they call it?
I think it's the Valleys it's called. And the Scottish, just nobody can understand them anyway.
No,
what's the point?
Especially if you're from Glasgow.
Yeah. Mind you, I quite like Glasgow now.
Oh, I love Glasgow, yeah. I love Edinburgh.
Yeah. Do you know, I think I said to you,
Edinburgh.
I was doing that show, and I was doing a theatre show, playing Bryan Adams.
Yeah,
and we did a gig in Motherwell.
Yeah,
right.
I've played there.
Have you played it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's desolate.
Mm.
It's not good.
No.
I mean, when you talk about tower blocks, that's tower blocks,
yeah,
right?
It is, yeah.
And you drive into Motherwell and you go, oh my god. Anyway, we played that show that night. Mm. Really good theatre.
Yeah.
And it was the night of the Anthony Joshua Klitschko fight.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the guys in the show said, look, we've got to quickly get out of the theatre. Let's get out of the back. And we found there was a sports place, one of these, you know, places with a load of screens.
Mm.
Let's quickly run out the back of the theatre, get straight in there. Anyway, which we did. And we run out there, got in there, and it was packed. Probably 200 Scottish fellas.
Yeah.
10 screens, and we're around about round three. And we got, great, quickly grab a beer. Really exciting in there. Suddenly, Anthony Joshua knocks Klitschko on the floor.
Yeah.
Me and this other guy, who's the singer in the show, Joe Whelan.
Joe, yeah.
We're jumping up. Yes! Yes! Pin drop.
Oh.
200 Scottish looking at us. Hating us.
Oh.
Right? Then, when Anthony Joshua gets knocked down in the next round,
they go
mad.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got out of there. Mm. And we got back on the tour bus and we got back to our hotel and there was a Scottish fellow there and said, where you been tonight? He said, Motherwell. Mm. Oh, my God. What'd you go there for? Oh, we played the theatre. Went in this bar after the sports bar. They went, you went in a bar with your English accent? We said, yeah. They went, what, and you never got stabbed? He said, they stab each other for fun.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's our taken over from Glasgow.
Yeah. Wow.
So we were
I do love Glasgow. I did a gig there once with, with Terry Alderton, a tour.
Yeah.
A comedy thing, and we did a gig in Glasgow, and this one bloke, yeah, what a rubbish, and he wasn't using that that language, and I was so scared of coming off stage, because he was threatening us.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you, you little fat, whatever, you know, and he was really, really nasty, and And the funny thing was, he was so aggressive. Yeah, heckling everything we did. Yeah. Heckled everything. We came off. He came back to the dressing room. And we thought, oh, my God. And he went, well done, you tears. Great bit of banter, wasn't it? He was doing it just... He didn't hate us at all.
Was he really?
He loved it. Isn't it weird?
Mind you, we've had a few of those over the
years. Yeah.
Do you remember the fella who ran at you and tried to beat you up when was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few situations.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, yeah.
Listen, yes. We'll talk a little bit about some of the gigs we did in Marbella, very to wrap off, but we haven't got a lot of time left. But there was a song that I wanted to play, Paul Carrack. We love his voice.
Yes, love Paul Carrack.
And I just wanted to play a song by him because it reminds me of us gigging in Marbella on the beach.
At Sharky's Beach.
In Estepona.
That's unbelievable.
And there was a guy called Graham who used to play guitar, and this is what he used to sing. Great voice, Paul Carrack. Love his voice, John?
Oh, one of the best. Tempted's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
By a Squeeze.
It just reminds me of us singing on the beach. We used to do gigs on the beach.
We never sung that song, but Graham did, didn't he?
Just a great guitarist.
Good what one. Was the other song you remember from Graham?
Go on. Still Got the Blues for You, yeah. Gary Moore.
Yeah.
Good old times. Anybody, there's a lot of people in Essex that spent a lot of time down in Marbella, and we were very lucky. We toured the whole coast. We supported Madness in the Ball Ring. Done the openings of quite a few hotels, didn't we?
Yeah, we did some great gigs.
Some wonderful times.
Wonderful.
Listen, we're going to, hopefully, we're going to be doing this on a weekly basis, the Bell and Sperling Show.
Yeah.
And the idea is we're going to pick up a few, you know, funny stories out of the newspaper, and we'll have a little bit of banter. We're going to have a few guests on.
Yeah, still talk about music.
Still talk about music, you know, which is our area, but the idea is to try and make this a bit funny, and hopefully we get a lot more listeners and we get a few people tuning in.
Yeah. And of course we're on Farage tonight.
We're on GB News tonight.
GB News on the Farage show,
which is great.
Yeah, it's great. We do a nice. We're doing a satire.
Yeah.
Song about the news.
Well, we took our old song Golden Balls.
Yeah.
And we've rewritten it about the news.
So that we're on between 7 and 8. On GB News
tonight. And then hopefully it's a regular thing as well.
Yeah.
I hope you've enjoyed the show because it's one that we can air our views and we've got some funny stories to tell you over the coming weeks.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll enjoy it. Have you enjoyed it, John?
Oh, well, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Don't forget, we're going to do sketches. We're going to do plenty of stuff. Plenty of comedy to come. That's what we need in this world, comedy.
Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Hope you enjoy the Bell and Sperling show. It was Martin Bell with Johnny Sperling. Till next week, it's Bell and Sperling. Thank you.